Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I am a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, which is called Angels of Faith, and the fact, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have an irreverent, wickedly funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my posse of angels, I am very excited to take some calls. So for some free angel advice, please call the show on 646-716-6000. 794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we get to taking some of those phone calls, again, I'd like to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. I do see we have a few callers on the line, especially the 519 number. You've been holding for a while, so you'll be first up. But as my regular listeners who are following me know, that I like to talk about the topic for about maybe 10 minutes or 10 or 15 minutes, just to introduce today's topic before we get to some of those phone calls. Now, I have to remind you that if you do not want to miss any Angel Healing House Radio blog talks, please go to the Blog Talk Radio website and find my little cheery face on Angel Healing House Radio, follow, and push the follow button underneath, and this way you will be reminded and alerted to any of the Angel Healing House shows coming up. Now, without any further ado, what extraordinary times we are living in now. Today's topic is creating a heavenly life for yourself. And firstly, I wanted to discuss the wonderful energetic gifts that the universe has given us to help us to create just such a heavenly life. We all have been through some amazing energetic shifts these past couple of months. Firstly, we had the solar eclipse on May 20th. you know, which in many ways, it burned away much of what was not working in our lives. Actually, many of us instinctively knew what was not working for us as we have heard the alarm bells clanging loudly to finally deal with past hurt, to leave dishonoring relationships, to leave careers that weren't satisfying for us, and perhaps to get serious about our health issues. But this solar eclipse was a take-no-prisoners kind of energy, and it finally made many of us face up to and deal with anything that was not honoring in our lives. And listeners, quite frankly, if you haven't resolved those things as yet, you're probably still not feeling very good. And while many of us were still reeling from the solar eclipse, burning away those parts of our lives that were, well, quite frankly, past their use-by dates and inauthentic for us, we were treated then to a wonderful lunar eclipse on June the 4th. Having been burnt clean and exposed by the solar eclipse, the lunar eclipse then took over and helped us to emotionally go deep within, to delve into the depths of who we are and what truly makes us come alive. Okay, the posse of angels are chiming in here. What are they saying? They're saying that human nature is such that no matter how uncomfortable a situation is, well, sometimes only when the situation is taken away, our money dries up for us, or a job, we're let go from a job, a relationship ends. Anytime any of these happen, well, we will then be forced to make positive movement in our lives. And even with cataclysmic events such as financial ruin, divorce, or illness, the posse of angels are saying that humans have a tendency to keep looking towards the past, at the door that has been closed for us, rather than staying in the present moment and watching for the signs from the universe on how we can fulfill our heart's desires. Now, in this way, the lunar eclipse was all about dreaming and wishing about those things that would better match our heart's intentions. Okay, the posse of angels are doing a little sing-song here. What are they singing? Oh, they're now singing a line from the musical South Pacific. They're saying, you've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how are you gonna have a dream come true? And please do excuse my voice. Their angelic chorus is probably much better than that rendition that I just gave you. But it's true. How are you going to have a dream come true if you don't have a dream in the first place? They also want us to know that it's imperative for us to hold tight. Please, listeners, have faith and trust that new and exciting doors are on the horizon. They're just waiting to be a better match for you. Truly, wonderful things are being set in motion in your life, but in order for them to happen, there had to have been a period of time, and for many of us, this seemed like an eternity, where deep fears and anger and other issues holding us to the past had to be let go of. Remember these very, very important words. You cannot create a new future if you are holding on to the past. And that is so important that I will repeat it. You cannot create a new future if you are holding on to the past. So now that we've addressed our emotional hurts, and many of us have let go of dishonoring people and situations, we've spent time focusing on our dreams, what could possibly come next? Well, listeners, the third huge energetic event that we all felt and were under the influence of was the Venus transit. And with Venus being the planet of feminine energies and love, its influence opened up our hearts to be more soft, more yielding, more receptive, and above all, it opened us up to receive. We are now open to receive resources, connections, opportunities, partnerships, and whatever else we have been working toward and focusing our heart's desires on. And finally, once we've opened up to receive these wonderful gifts in answer to our prayers, they will only be good for us if we do something with them. And what better way to help us action our dreams than with the very masculine energies of Father's Day and the summer solstice coming in, which is tomorrow. It's June 20th. Unlike the soft receiving energies of the feminine, the masculine energies are all about action and stepping forward. These take charge energies help us to be forthright and go after our dreams and create them into reality. Okay, here come the posse again. What are they saying? They're saying that it will not happen overnight. It's just like that that shampoo commercial of years back where they said, you know, it will not happen overnight, but it will happen. And they're saying, but that all of this will be a process. And the process by which you are now able to begin your new life in a whole new and different way is about creating in each moment with total freedom. Now, for some of us, this can be very scary, especially when you've been continually asking others in the outside world what you should be doing or what you have to do. Yet many of us have already been experiencing that pieces of our new lives are manifesting. It may be that for the first time in years, we have a newfound focus, or perhaps we have reawakened to an idea or a career that we thought of at some former time. Now, the Posse of Angels are saying that whatever it is you are waking up to, you will find that the universe is able to support you in new, different ways that you may have not even thought about. In actuality, all things are possible, and you will soon be waking up to the role that you play in the creation of your own life. Above all, listeners, hold tight to your faith and your hope. Know that what you have been working so hard to create, a heavenly life, now is a forward movement, and it will come closer into your energy with each passing moment. What do we need to do for this? All we need to do is get out of our way and to receive unconditionally. Let everything, including resources, guidance, support, abundance, come to you without expectation. So open to receive, follow your intuition, and participate in creating your heavenly life and your new way of being. This is your birthright, and you have more than deserved it. Let's go to the phone lines before we continue talking about how to create this heavenly life for yourself. 519, thanks for holding, and you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. It's Karen. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Was it Karen?
Yes.
Okay.
What a
Hi, Karen.
What a powerful message. It's almost check, answering all these questions I had. I'm going through some struggles, and my car keeps breaking down when I'm trying to get to this job, and somebody suggested maybe I wasn't supposed to be getting to this job, or maybe I should be retiring my car. But
okay,
it's like the more steps I'm...
Before you ask your question, the Posse of Angels, they're just poking me in the back, and they're saying, okay, what was wrong with your car? Because they'll tell you what your car is the message that your car is giving you. What exactly was wrong with your car?
Well, the engine died, so I replaced the engine, then the transmission died, then I replaced the transmission, then the brakes are going, and for 3 days in a row, the battery keeps dying.
Okay, so...
And I keep trying to revitalize it, but it's like getting harder and harder. It just doesn't want to start.
Okay, all right. They're saying that you need to rejuvenate yourself with new plans, and they're also saying that you're stopping too much and not following through on your plans. It's like you're sabotaging and you're limiting yourself. And I think that's a great sign that the universe sent you. Aren't you lucky that you were on your way to a new job or an interview, or what was that, Karen?
No, I'm an artist, so I'm doing a project, and I need to go finish this project. It's a mural that I'm doing, and I've been trying to get back to that project for 3 weeks now, and something keeps coming up. Either the car breaks down or something comes up that I have to deal with, and I can't seem to get there to finish this mural.
Oh, my gosh. Let them tune into the project with the mural and see if there's anything. When you tune in, are the people that you're working with, are they authentic? Is there anything disrespectful and dishonoring about this job? Are you getting remunerated for it? financially, and, you know, you are all those things in place?
Not to what they should be.
That's the reason.
Not to what they should be, but it's my only source of income, and it's kind of like, well, right now that's my only source. So I did an event. I give of my heart, and I wanted to raise money, so they had me come paint this at this event, and then they were auctioning off my painting, and nobody bid on my painting. It was a humiliating experience because, you know, in 3 hours I wasn't able to show them, and then the response I got back was, your work is so bright, it looks like you're going through a dark time in your life because your painting was dark, and my painting wasn't dark because I'm going through a rough time. If anything, I'm very, you know, I've become more spiritual. My painting was dark because it takes more than 3 hours to layer the paint to get the brightness. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, it was a public humiliation, and nobody, you know what I mean? I'm like, what does this mean? Am I not supposed to be doing this? Or?
Well, I don't think it's, I get the feeling that when you do your art, Karen, it makes your heart sing.
It does.
This was the integral bit, the posse is saying, this was the integral piece of the puzzle of ascension. Each one of us that is now currently on the planet holds an integral puzzle piece of ascension. And we bring forth the new world, each of us, when we are creative and when we are in our bliss. And we do this by doing those things that make our heart sing. Mine is, you know, doing radio with my writing and my presentations. It's like Christmas every time I'm on the radio. It just makes me a little girl. I'm giddy. I'm so happy. Who knows why, but we don't even have to question the why of any of this. But it's not so much not to be the artist. It's the situations around those things. We cannot, it's amazing how now there cannot be anything of any inauthenticity or things that are not of truth anymore. And they are coming up with this instant manifestation that we're in now. It's coming up immediately for us to be cleared. Because what these energies are going into the fifth dimension, where we are all headed towards, and we will only get there if we are absolutely authentic, honest, open, and transparent. And nothing else can exist in heaven on earth. It just can't. And so it's just telling you that there's something around there. Now, whether you have to renegotiate, whether you have to go in and say, look, my needs aren't being met, or whether you have to let go of this project, because sometimes, and I've said this so many times on this program, Karen, and believe me, this is not easy to do. Sometimes when you have to let go of what you have and open your hand to be able to receive so much more.
Wow, that's beautiful.
They're saying they have taken you, or you have co-created and taken yourself to the precipice, and they're asking you, Karen, how does it feel not being remunerated, you know, wholeheartedly and fairly for your work? It stinks. I can tell you. You know, when we give of ourselves, because we're such glorious little light beings, and a lot of us have histories of being enabling and codependent and giving our money and our time and our effort and everything away, well, now it's not authentic. And we need to be, there needs to be exchanges of fair energy for what we do. And we're learning very, very important energies of boundaries. But they want to tell you that when you and the universe, God and angels, have taken you to the precipice and they're asking you to release that which is not of 100% divinity, 100% authenticity and truth for you, and they ask you to jump off the cliff, they will always help you to fly.
That is so beautiful. It brings tears to my eyes.
They will not let you fall. They will not let you fall. I remember an incident very quickly. My husband and I were living in Santa Barbara, and we're very, very cluey when it comes to following the signs. God said, okay, your time is over here. You need to move to Los Angeles because things are opening up for you there. We didn't have any money to move. And I said, I was about to go into lack and saying, well, we don't have this and we don't have that. And God said, I don't care. You find just you by hook or by crook, I don't care. All you need to do is get yourself down there and things will start opening up. And suddenly, Pete and I, my husband and I, put our heads together. We came up with how we could move down there. And as soon as we moved down here, a check came through, which we didn't think that we were going to get paid at all. And suddenly, we had a year's worth of rent there.
Wow.
And that, you know, things like that happen all the time. But we have to make movement forward and let go of that which is not, not in truth for us anymore. We know when things are past their use by date, and we know when things are not honoring for us anymore. Let me pull some cards here, Karen.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
See some advice that they can give you on how to strengthen your boundaries, and also stand up for yourself. I'm getting the impression that it hasn't been very easy for you to communicate what you really want to be remunerated for. Oh my God!
No, because we give our heart, right, and we just assume that people will value it. And
yes.
In this case, what I was asked to do was huge, and I'm not experienced in doing that. I put myself out there. I was painting in the beautiful sun, had the farm animals around me. I had a band playing with the most gorgeous, divinely inspired music, and everybody was there to raise money for this charity. However, it became very clear that I, you know, in my inexperience, I didn't give myself enough time, and I was expecting to be, you know, divinely inspired, and it was just going to happen, and all these people were going to be divinely, you know, urged to pay this money for this picture, and I had to physically walk it to the tent, not done, and I mean, I cried, and I went and hid, and the owner of the charity, she bid a really high price on it, and somebody felt sorry for her and paid for it and handed it back to her, so it was just like public humiliation. The painting wasn't done. There's no way in 3 hours I could even begin to show them. I learned a valuable lesson. I should have had something painted ahead of time and just painted for the love and joy of it, under the sun by the music, and then handed them the piece that had already been prepared to earn the money that they needed to earn for the charity.
Absolutely. Because when we put making a living over making a life, we always come up a cropper. We always come up, you know, short, at the short end of the stick. And you could not have said it better yourself if you had just painted for the joy of it and not got in the. But having said that, there must be an exchange of your value and your time. Now, the first card that came out was the Ten of Wands, and this is about putting down your burden. When you honor and you respect yourself, the universe will respect you. So what they want you to do is they want you to communicate. They want you to communicate your needs. And if your needs are not being met, you have to tell somebody this. It doesn't feel good to you now because you're not practiced in doing it. But believe me, I was the quintessential enabler, and I got you. Everybody, and at the end of the day, I was so angry that everybody was using me, and that I was like putting out a neon sign on my forehead saying, "Kick me and use me. I'm open." You know, and really, I just had an incident. I won't go into it, but last week that somebody had said that they wanted to do something for me free. And then when because they were such a loving, cherished, I was a dear friend to them, gave them free readings, free distant healings, and all of this thing. And now that she can see the monetary remuneration that I'm going to be making from an event, now she says, "Oh, what about my financial compensation?" And I said, "No." I said, "No." I said, I gave you years of service, and I did it graciously and with love. And now, because you can see that I'm going to be paid quite a lot for this, I said, "You want a hand in the pie?" And I said, "It's business. It's not personal." And we contracted. The verbal agreement was that you were going to do this for free.
Yes.
And that's what it's got to be. So what they're telling you, so that's the first one. The first one is they want you to stop burdening yourself, Karen, burdening yourself by clouding what you should be doing or have to do in order to give your power away, in order to get something you establish and respect and honor what you want the universe to fulfill you, monetarily, promotion-wise, whatever it is. And then there's no ambiguity with the world. They're also showing me the Knight of Wands, which is you making movement in your life. Once you start to do that, then you will start to move. Your career will move. The doors of opportunity will fly open for you. And you got what I call the best card in the pack, number three. What will come out of that is a wish card. And they want you to wish. Karen, make a wish. Make a wish out loud so that we can hear it and that you can hear it and validate this for yourself.
I just wish to be my highest self so I can be of service.
Okay. The best way we are service to others is when we connect to the divine and when we are in service to ourselves.
Wow.
I can't put it any more succinctly than that. You be of service to extraordinary, beautiful, magnificent Karen, and then the world will benefit from that.
That's so beautiful, Candy. Thank you.
Bless you, dear. Oh, I would love. Do you have a website?
I'm in the process of doing that because you're right. Somebody said, how are we supposed to know who you are if you don't have, and most importantly, how do you have value for yourself if you don't do that? So I've been posting my pictures on Facebook, but I haven't yet done the website.
The reason you must do a website, Karen, is I know in this day of technology, a website is very important for the world, but the most important reason for the website is for you to validate, I am here and this is who I am. It's one thing to create in my little office here. It's another thing for me to go on YouTube, just to go on my website, is to just to, you know, globally put myself out there. And this is going, this energy is going to really launch you. So make that a priority. And I would love to hear about your journey. Please send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
I will. And thank you for your blessing, your work, and your time. You're so beautiful. Namaste. And thank you for your beautiful followers that took the time to listen. I hope it helped them in some way, too.
Thank you so much, Karen. Take care of yourself. Be blessed. Bye.
Thank you. You made my day. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye. What a great reading. Oh, I love how the posse says, when you honor and respect yourself, the universe will respect you. Let's go to the line to 908. 908, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House. Who do I have on the line?
Hi, good afternoon, Candy. This is Caroline. How are you?
Hi, Caroline. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, too. You sound wonderful, like always. And I sent you an email, but I couldn't wait for a response. I'm like a little girl that I get excited. So listen, I sent you an email. So if you give me the response, you don't have to respond to my email. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, you're so wonderful. And I really am. Every Tuesday, it's a blissful day for me because I get to listen to many angels. You and the posse of angels. So I thank you for giving us a beautiful Tuesday every week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's true. And now, you're not going to believe this. I too am blessed, and I live each day, each moment, like thankful, and I walk around happy, and something, a miracle, I call it a miracle, it's a gift. On June 6th, which was Venus transit, at 3 a.m., it was like 3:06, I woke up and I saw a lot of light. I went to the window. I looked up. Whether you believe it or not, and I know you do, and our listeners will, you know, some of them will, and some of them already do know that we do have a cosmic family. So I saw a spaceship. and it had stars on the right, and then he had like an arm or something on the left of the spaceship, and this was like something that kept on moving up and down, and every time I asked a question, a little red light came on. And then I asked, are you my family, the Palladians?
Mm-hmm.
Zoom. It just went right across the sky, closer to another tree inside of my house. So I was like, wow. And I just stood there. I don't know how long, because this is 3 o'clock in the morning. And I know I'm blessed, because I've been asking, because I know where I came from, and that's, I know I'm a Palladian, so I know they want to contact me, and I can't channel yet. But now, as of that day, as of the Venus transit, I remember every single dream. Something I couldn't, unless it was something that was bothering me, I would remember. So that's a gift also.
Mm-hmm.
I remember every dream, and I've been dreaming every single day about a UFO. I mean, I think it's them also, the Palladian, it's a spaceship, and now I'm late for the spaceship. So
right.
Now, my last night's dream, it's like something that's truly divine. The image is truly divine. I dreamed that I'm on a cliff playing with many children, and at the bottom of the cliff, there's the ocean. And there is steps coming from up from the cliff down. As I'm walking down, I look to the right, because we're going to a friend's house, and their house is right on the ocean, 2 feet away from the water. But on the right, I see high, serene waves pounding the cliff. And all of a sudden, the foam it created, the foam turned into a million white roses.
Oh my gosh.
On the left side. Now I turned, I was awed too. I was like a little girl, but I was awed, and I felt so happy and said, this is a miracle. I turned to the left, and there's my friend's house. We're supposed to get in and get dressed. That was like my image. And all of a sudden, the waves are also coming, but stopping feet away from the house. And
mm-hmm.
it just goes down, and then it just embraces the house in a very serene white and blue water. What does this all mean?
Because blue is the color of the Pleiadians.
Yes, I know. And I think, you know, if I'm right, I'm ready to go on a spaceship, and I know there's a lot of things I'm supposed to do, write books, and I'm supposed to, I know they're going to take me on trips. I have a friend of mine who channels, so a couple things come through, you know, piece by piece. I'm like a little
mm-hmm.
girl. I need to know everything. So the latest was that even though I'm ready to go, the little girl in me wasn't ready. And I think, see if I'm right, I would love to ask the posse of angels, the meaning of that dream, even though it's so beautiful, if the meaning is the little girl is clearing the fear of going on a spaceship and not being able to come back.
Absolutely. There's no. You could not have said it better yourself. The posse of angels are actually applauding you for your interpretation of that. And they also are saying to me, they're screaming in my ear, tell Carol that she's already channeling.
Everybody tells me that. When I wake up,
yes,
I get messages, but not during daytime.
You are already channeling. They want you. Once you affirm the universe that I am a channel, and you sit down and you connect with your Pleiadian and the ambassadors, the ones
yes.
that are stepping forward and coming to you, then you, once you let go, come to me as a child, the dream is telling you, with no expectation, and let your family embrace you, the books are going to come out of you. They're just going to pour out of you like the ocean, like Amora Kuan Yin and Barbara Marchniak and all of those. I'm sure
yes.
you've read all of those Pleiadian ambassadors, Christine Day.
Yes.
And it will be Caroline. I mean, your name will be after them because
I know you want that.
The posse knows you want that, and it's yours. Okay, they're also saying that which is yours can never be taken away from you. And don't think that you've missed the boat because of your
yes.
age, because of circumstances, because of anything. Because this is the piece of the puzzle, as I told the former listener, this is a piece of the puzzle that you've come in with for ascension. So you are channeling, and those books are just, they're waiting. They're like little ducks waiting in a row for you to finally say, I am the channel, and I'm going to come to this as a child. The roses are a beautiful, beautiful indication of purity, of divinity, of that white light coming in. And the fact that the little house is, the little house, I believe, represented you. And then the ocean that's coming towards it, it doesn't knock over the house. It doesn't do the house harm, because the house is holding so much light and so much purity that the ocean, it calms the ocean. It calms the ocean, and the ocean just gently, the foam just embraces the house.
Oh, it makes me cry. Oh, my God, today's a good day to cry.
The solstice is tomorrow. You know, those steps are telling you, Karen, that all you need to do is to ascend or descend, to walk down to this beautiful energy of the roses and the engulfing ocean. Your family of Pleiadians want to throw their arms around you and engulf you.
Oh, my gosh, I feel it. I wake up every morning, Candy. I started to having an appointment with them. I wake up like I started at 4 a.m. in the morning, because I know they like to come when it's peaceful. And I like the peacefulness, too, of one-on-one.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I woke up at 4. I set my alarm clock at 4:15. I'm over here. I created a spot just for me and the Palladians. And I have another spiritual one. But this one's just for me and them, which they requested. I've done it, and now I'm just waiting. But the dream, I know it was so divine, that I said, not everybody. I am honored, because it's like an answer to, I know I'm in the way of not being able to hear them.
Yes.
I know it's like a little scary thing. I worked that out.
They are screaming out to you, and it is just that fear inside of you that, I'm not the channel or whatever, that is just stopping that. But once you really do validate to them, I love you, I want to be with you, and I want to bring forth those books. The first card that came out for you is the Eight of Cups, and it's so, so telling you that to walk away from your fears, embrace who you are, and to come home to the fact that this is your family. You know, it's like for years I've been talking about the posse, and I'm not a channel in the respect that there's Candy the human, and then I just channel the posse. I am from the angelic realm. These are my family. I mean, you know, I can't say it any more succinctly since I had my walk-in experience in 2003. And the more you validate this, especially in these times, Carolyn, the universe steps up and will present the resources, the opportunities, and the connections that will take this pure message. I can guarantee you, sweetheart, that if the message is not authentic, honest, open, and transparent, and in truth, it will be dealt with immediately and swept away.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you. Because I'm learning every day, because I want to know what I already wrote is good, you know, because they told me to step away and just relax for 3 months because I was going too deep. Within myself, you know, I guess I had to clear things up. So I thank you.
Yes, and you know what? You know what? The greatest thing we can do to receive is the art of allowance.
Oh,
it's the art of allowance. It's allowing and accepting what is coming in for us. And sometimes we just push so hard that we actually restrict it and we push it away. The second card, after you really walked away from those fears and you're embracing who you are, is these books are going to make you money.
I know, you know something? I'm manifesting a house on the ocean, on a cliff, low cliff, rocks in the front,
and
brand new house. Nobody lives there. The gentleman lives in New York. He doesn't just go there once in the blue moon. I'd like to know if that's going to be my house. The number of the house is 21.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and the third card is the Wheel of Fortune. That just tells me that this is your house. You know, don't you put any constrictions on it. Don't you put the how and the when of this happening to you. You just hold that intention in your heart, sweetheart, and you close your eyes, and you're there, and you smell the ocean, and you go down, and you walk by the ocean, and you pick up the shell. And the more that you feel that in your heart, the more it's got to come into the physical field of reality.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Actually, I got your email. It came in right before I went on air. So if I have any other insights or impressions, I will definitely follow up.
We love you. And you know, there's a beautiful message for you too. Beautiful message from my heart to you. Thank you so much,
Carolyn. You're a gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful light. And and when you start to embrace that, oh my gosh, you're going to go off like a firecracker.
I will, and I am.
Here you are. Okay, well,
thank you.
Take care of yourself, and lots
thank you.
Lots of love. And we'll see you speaking soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great, great message in that that call from Carolyn is that she is already channeling, and it's her fear that is stopping her from saying that she is already doing this. Next on the line with Angel Healing House, thank you for holding. I see that you've been holding quite some time. 865, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who do I have on the line?
Hi, this is Crystal. How are you?
Hi, Crystal. I'm very well. How are you today?
Pretty good. I'd never heard you before. I've just been sitting and listening, and I think I work with the angels. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. I would say that everybody, consciously or unconsciously, works with angels because the angels guide us, they protect us, they help us in ways that we cannot even ever imagine. And so whether we're conscious of it or not, they are in our lives every single second because as spiritual beings, having a human experience, when we come in and play the human game on the planet Earth, nobody comes in without full-time angelic help and the ability to be able to communicate with them. It's just a lot of people believe that there is some distance between them and the angels, and that stops us from hearing them and sensing them around us.
Cool.
So what's your question?
I was just curious if, you know, I did work with the angels, what my work, you know, what I may need to focus on or.
Okay, let me see. All right, what impressions are they giving me? Oh, what do you actually do, Crystal? What is your career or?
I was a addiction counselor, but now I'm pretty much just a stay-at-home mom with my 5-year-old son.
Okay. There's no but in that. It's probably the greatest thing that anyone could ever do is to raise a child and be there for them. And it's an extraordinary occupation to be there as a stay-at-home mom. But I also know that as a stay-at-home mom, there's a part of you that that loves that. But there's a part of you that needs to express who you are. And if you do not do that, then you will become resentful of that beautiful being that was trusted and gifted to you. Does that sound pretty right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what they're saying is you were an addiction counselor, and in that you were helping to counsel people. Now, do you, with your name Crystal, I'm just staring at this, and in front of me I have, do you have any crystals in your home?
Yes, I have been trying to, like, you know, develop and open up, and I have been buying them a little over for the last year now.
Okay. The posse of angels are telling me that with your background as a counselor, they say it would be wonderful if you could study something like Reiki. I've been a Reiki master teacher for the past 10 years, and a lot of stay-at-home moms who have learned from me then have gone on to get the certification and also then become a practitioner in it, and they can give healings to people in the their own home, you know, maybe take a part of a room and with a portable massage table or something like that, or else go to other people's homes. And then this could be a small business that you are building up, and it will be nurturing and nourishing for you, because you'll be you'll love what you're doing. And also they're saying that with that crystal in your name, to incorporate the crystals in the Reiki healing. Do you know what Reiki is? Have you ever experienced it?
Actually, I have just taken 2 Usui classes, and I'm getting ready to take my 2nd Shambhala.
There you go. Okay. Okay. They want you to know that they are applauding you, because this is going to start you on a path of, but they want you to really know that you in particular, I mean, in a lot of Reiki that I do, I incorporate not only the crystals, but the angels. So I don't call it angel Reiki, but the angels are really, really very strongly involved in the healing. But they're saying for you in particular that to involve the crystals in your healing work, and put the crystals on the person's body and surround them with that. And they're saying that this could be quite lucrative for you, and also you can do the intuitive counseling during the sessions and bring forth the messages for that person as well. The first card that came out is the Justice card. The impression that I get around this is that it's time for you to step forth with your degrees that you've done. Have you done this for the public?
Not really.
Okay. They want to tell you that the world needs you. Isn't that lovely? The world needs Crystal. So, Crystal, they want you to get a brochure made. They want you to get business cards made. They want you to start treating yourself as a professional. If you don't want to go to the expense of a website, which I would highly recommend to everybody, like I recommended to our first caller who was an artist, the website is very important. But if you don't want to go to that extent, I would say either to set something up for free on Tumblr. You know, that's a free website that you can, and also start a blog, start a newsletter about your services and your experiences with Reiki. The more that you talk about who you are, the more with passion and enthusiasm that you tell people about who you are and how much fun and creativity you're having, then the more that people, that energy will go out and then bring you back excited people to you. So that first card, the Justice card, is telling you to start living your truth as a professional. The next one, oh, isn't that lovely? The next one is the 3 of Cups, is the celebration card. And you will then you will start to celebrate. The world will start to celebrate by showing you how that you can do this, and then you'll start to celebrate who you are. Now, you better hang on to your hat, because the third card is the Chariot. And that's the action card. And once we truly start to put ourselves out there and to say to the world, not only say to the world, I am a Reiki master, and my intention is to have an incredible time, you know, sort of providing healing sessions for people and doing intuitive counseling and all of these things, then you watch what the universe is going to bring you back to action this in your life. So this is a very, very, very positive reading, Crystal. And I can't wait for your successes and all the things that are going to come out of this.
Wow. That's awesome. Thank you.
It is awesome. And you know what? It's awesome because you're awesome. Do you know that?
Sometimes I think I forget it. But I'm trying to incorporate it, you know, more every day that I'm worth it, and you know, I am good, and you know, I love me, and I'm getting better at it.
Well, the Posse of Angels want you to know that you are more magnificent, you are more powerful, and you are more beautiful than you ever possibly could imagine.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. I'd love to know where your journey takes you. Please send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And you have a blessed day, Crystal. Thank you so much for calling in.
I will. Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. We have time for one more caller. 619, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm very, very well. What's your question?
I would just love if you could draw a card for me, not about a specific topic.
Okay. Usually the posse like when a person has a specific area in their lives, but they're telling me no. I usually draw three cards, but they're saying yes. Ashley is right on the money. They're saying, draw one card for her and see what the message is.
Okay.
One card, cut the deck, let's see what comes out. So rules are meant to be broken, so here we go.
Okay,
you got the Hanged Man. Let's look and see what's in that.
Okay.
What they're saying is, you're very good at intentions. You're very good at dreams. You're very good at visualizing and focusing. And they want you to know that what you've been dreaming for has been suspended. And the reason they want to tell you it has been suspended is because it's not the right timing for it yet.
Oh.
It's not. And they said, stop. Stop worrying and stressing and controlling and saying, I want it to happen sooner. Because if this, they and the etheric don't know about time. So anyway, so if they're saying, if you want it to happen this week, let's say you want it to happen this week, and they're saying for your most beneficial outcome, And the most beneficial outcome for all concerned, if it's not supposed to happen in, let's say, 10 months down the track or a year or whenever, if you really do force it to happen earlier in energetically or whatever way, then it's going to be a compromise and you're not going to be happy with it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Does this resonate with you?
Yeah, I think it's about changing home.
Okay.
Because it's the one thing that I'm always kind of longing for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they're saying now choose the other two cards, and then these will help to ascertain what is next coming for you. Okay, yeah, they're saying the next card is the Death card. They're saying that, yes, new beginnings are coming up for you, and it's definitely a move, as in a house move. But they're also saying that stop burdening yourself and stop worrying about the how and the when of it happening. They said put all of your energy on the present moment and watch for the signs. Watch for the signs that give you an indication of moving forward. My twin flame husband, Pete, we've been together almost 9 years. And one of the things he really taught me was that if something is there's no indicator in front of you to move forward, do nothing.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the most, and I can tell you that you're a real go-getter. I mean, you really are. You're bright, you're enthusiastic, and it's difficult for a go-getter just to sit still.
I know. I'm sure there's some kind of lesson here.
And it's not that you're not doing anything. It's that you are co-creating with the universe for the most beneficial time for this to happen. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah. And did you draw the third card already? Which one
was
the third?
The third card was the Nine of Wands, which means that you will have the burden. You've been through the wars with this and you know, sort of machinating about it and worrying about it and gnashing about it. But it's about to be ended with these new beginnings coming in, and you will feel much better because you'll start to feel less like you've been through the wars almost.
Okay.
And yeah. So I hope that's been helpful.
It is, very much. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And that brings us to the end of our program. You know, next week I will be talking about more of ways that we can create our heavenly life for ourselves. But thank you. I want to say thank you to all of those lovely, lovely callers that called in. And I'm sure the information was not only and the messages were not only for them, but for lots of other people listening as well. So that wraps up the show today. Thank you so much. Now, remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful professionally guided angel meditation CD, which is Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website. That's A-N-G-E-L-H-E-A-L-I-N-G-H-O-U-S-E. com. And if you would like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling session, either in person in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype, please call me on 831-277-3716 or again, email me at Candy. At Angel Healing House, which is all one word, .com. And we've got a few minutes left, and the posse of angels are saying to go back and to read this to my listeners. They're saying, you cannot create a new future if you are holding on to the past. Let go, come to the divine like a child. The divine and God and the angels will often take us to the precipice of life, and they want you to step off in faith. Miracles will happen, and they will help you to fly. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your hope, because this is a time of extraordinary forward movement for so many of us. So open yourself to let everything, resources, guidance, support, and abundance come to you without expectation. So open to receive, follow your intuition, and participate in creating your heavenly life on this planet, because this is your birthright, and you are worthy, and you are deserving of it. Have an absolutely glorious week, everyone. Until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out there and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Have an absolutely beautiful week. Take care. Bye-bye.